few weeks ago, the Friars watched that film called The Exorcism of Emily Rose. I don't know if you've all seen it. But the first time that Emily is attacked by the demons, she manages to fight them off. But not so the second time. Six demons manage to enter into her and take bodily possession of her. And the demons, they are there to destroy her, and really with the ultimate goal of dragging her soul into serious sin and having her die in that state. And we see how that is in direct contrast with how the Lord works. Today's communion antiphon, we say, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to me, I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me." And so our Lord, unlike the demons, he respects man's free will, and he knocks at the door of our hearts, asking permission to enter. If anyone hears my voice, that is the truth of Jesus Christ and his gospel, and we open the door to him, we embrace Christ and the gospel with faith, then he, along with the Father and the Son, enter into the soul, not to destroy, but to establish a relationship, friendship, intimacy. And that's what this language about dining with him and he with me is meant to indicate. And so Our Lady is the first example of this. Okay, our Lord coming by means of the angel and knocking on the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the door of her Immaculate Heart. This is what we read in today's first reading, this prophecy from Malachi, which can be interpreted in one sense, says St. Cyril, that this temple is in fact Our Lady's womb. "Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek." And so one interpretation of this temple is the womb of the Virgin Mary. The messenger, of course, would be the Archangel Gabriel. And so when our Lord knocks on the heart of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, what is her response? It is the generous, "Yes, let it be done to me according to thy word." And so he chose to become flesh of the Virgin Mary and establish his dwelling among us. And the uniqueness about this is he comes establishing not only a relationship of friendship, but also of maternity. And so only the Blessed Virgin Mary can call Jesus Christ by nature her son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.